What's at stake potentially is literally the balance of power in American politics in next year's midterms.
We are less than a year out from the 2022 Senate primary here in North Carolina. Senator Richard Burr retiring, and folks are lining up to replace him.
Who comes out of the Democratic primary in the North Carolina Senate race will go up against probably either Pat McCrory or Ted Budd on the Republican side, and who wins that general election will certainly have a say-so in what the Senate looks like coming out of 2022, which is obviously, needless to say, incredibly important.
I'm excited about running for the United States Senate, and of course, when I win, I will be the first African-American woman to be a United States Senator here in North Carolina.
Certainly in politics, it feels like everything's becoming national. Our campaign's trying to localize things. You said not every state wants to be California. Well, heck, Western North Carolina doesn't want to be like Eastern North Carolina.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today, Michael Cruz on the North Carolina Senate primary that could determine the future of the Democratic Party in the South. So, Michael, you have this incredibly in-depth look at the two frontrunners in the Democratic primary for the North Carolina Senate election in 2022, and how they paint this complicated picture of what the future of the Democratic Party across the South could be. You have Jeff Jackson, a state senator, and Sherry Beasley, a former Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. And I want to talk with you about both of them, maybe starting with Jackson, because you wrote that in some ways he's kind of your typical North Carolina candidate, or what you might expect from this race. Tell me a bit about him.
Jeff Jackson, in some surface level way, is a very familiar face to voters in North Carolina. He is a white male. He is an attorney. He is a veteran. It is a age-old profile that makes people think of, for better or for worse, makes people think of Cal Cunningham, the Senate candidate last year who lost because of his affair. And it makes people think, to some extent, of John Edwards, another very promising white male Democrat from North Carolina, who, of course, fizzled out for a variety of reasons as well. What complicates the idea that Jeff is a very familiar face or is same old, is that he is not the establishment candidate in this race. The other candidate is emerging as the establishment candidate, or more of the establishment candidate, and that is Sherry Beasley, who is a Black woman, who is leading by far in endorsements, who is pulling ahead in terms of fundraising, and in the small, albeit small, amount of public polling, has been the leader in public polling. And it is an interesting and new development in the politics of North Carolina that we would see a Black woman in a hotly contested primary, Democratic primary in North Carolina in the South, be more of the establishment candidate rather than the white male.
What are their like policy and also personality differences that do set them apart here when we're talking about Jeff Jackson and Sherry Beasley? What are the dynamics at play in this race between them?
So they're both broadly progressive, although not too progressive. There's a third candidate in the race, although trailing financially and from an endorsement standpoint, Erica Smith, another Black woman. She's more progressive than the both of them. So the biggest difference between Jeff Jackson and Sherry Beasley is sort of their presentation, their campaign style, their social media style. They really could not be more different. I went out with both of them three times a piece on the campaign trail. Jeff Jackson is, even his critics acknowledge, very, very good at the retail portion of politics. He's quite compelling and kinetic on the stump, a good public speaker, commands a social media following that is pretty unusual for a state senator. I mean, he is for 7 years has been a state senator representing his part of Charlotte. An unusual number of followers on not only Twitter and Facebook, but even Reddit for Jeff Jackson. Whereas Sherry Beasley is a much more low-key campaigner. Her events are a little bit more staid, the smaller crowds, typically older crowds, but much more diverse crowds. The events I was at, every one of them was majority black or brown, whereas Jeff Jackson's events are very much predominantly white crowds. These are the kinds of dynamics that make for such a contrast in such an important Democratic primary, in such an important cycle.
You live in North Carolina, have spent a lot of time with both of these candidates and the voters they're trying to sway. North Carolina, like a few southern states, is seeing somewhat significant demographic shifts. It's a swing state. When you look at the dynamics of this primary race, one candidate more establishment but drawing more diverse crowds, the other candidate less establishment, showing some charisma on the trail that you might not be seeing on the other end, though drawing more homogenous support, as you noted. I'm curious both how indicative this race is of the dynamics more broadly across the state, and also how you think it's shaping the way you're thinking about the Democratic Party in the South, especially when you wrote that one of them could be the future of the Democratic South.
Well, it's indicative of a long-standing question in North Carolina, not just in North Carolina, but certainly here. That question being, what is the right math? What is the right equation that gets a Democrat to not only win in a primary on the Democratic side, but in a general? And North Carolina is obviously a swing state, but probably at this point a little bit more red than purple. But certainly Democrats have and do win statewide. Barack Obama won here in 2008, although he lost in 2012. North Carolina currently has a Democratic governor in Roy Cooper, so it's possible. But the question always is, what is the combination of pieces of the electorate that can add up to make a Democrat win? And the question is, do you run up the score, try to run up the score? Do you try to turn out the traditional base in it really quite a small number of counties? Mecklenburg County, which is Charlotte, Wake County, which is Raleigh, some of the other metropolitan areas like Winston-Salem and Greensboro, Wilmington, Asheville out in the mountains. Do you do that? Or do you run a campaign that sort of bets on the idea that there are still swingable voters out in more rural reaches, of which there are many in North Carolina, a state that is much larger than I think people sometimes understand? It is a vast state with lots of different parts. And the idea that you have to appeal to a broad enough swath, or to appeal at a higher rate to a smaller section of the Democratic electorate, is sort of the ever question of Democrats running statewide. And what Jeff Jackson is trying to do is lose by less in more rural counties. Of course, Sherry Beasley's trying to do that as well, but he is prioritizing that in a way in which Sherry Beasley is not. Whereas Sherry Beasley, her theory of the case more broadly seems to be win by significant margins in that primary in places like Charlotte, which of course is Jeff Jackson's hometown, in Fayetteville, where she is from, in the southeastern part of the state, in, say, Durham, a very much a black stronghold, Democratic stronghold in the state. Which one is going to work? And has the math been scrambled post-Trump in this 2022 cycle, which obviously is looking more and more like a tough slog for Democrats in lots of places? What is the math that is going to work? And who is the best candidate to enact that math? And I think that's what we see in this very stark, very vivid way in this primary in particular, as opposed to even more than some of the other very compelling primaries on the Democratic side in important swing states.
Michael Cruz, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks as always.
Michael Cruz is a senior staff writer for Politico magazine. The Politico Dispatch production team includes senior editor Raghu Manavalan, senior producer Jenny Amens, and executive producer Irene Noguchi. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening. Thank you.